Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
George Pickens, this George Pickens story in Pittsburgh has me a little baffled. It's got me scratching my head a little bit. He played 59% of the snaps, Matt. They asked Mike Tomlin about this postgame, and basically, if I could paraphrase here, Mike Tomlin was saying that less is more with George Pickens. We wanted to maximize his, his availability when he's on the football field. Obviously, that makes zero sense. There's no other, that's never been the case in NFL history. That's never been, no one has ever made the argument of, hey, this player's super good, so we actually should play him a little bit less so that when he does play, he's at maximum. No one has made that argument ever before, and we've never seen that ever before. I think there's something clearly additional going on, and that's a very corporate coach speak answer from Mike Tomlin. And to me, Matt, it's really interesting because, as you have noted, through the first 4 weeks of the season, I think we have seen a completely different George Pickens. We've seen a George Pickens who has been fully engaged, who is giving you maximum effort, and that stuff has translated into pretty good production on the football field. And Pittsburgh, why are we messing with the good thing? I mean, they're winning football games too. So to me, there's something clearly going on behind the scenes in regards to George Pickens. But I don't know, man. What did you think of when you saw, you know, this whole storyline kind of sort of play itself out?
Yeah, disappointing was the biggest takeaway here because of what you mentioned. Like, I've been saying on the show that this is really the first time I think George Pickens has come close to kind of living up to his reputation, or at least sort of come close to being what the high-end opinions are out there of George Pickens as a player. I think he's been playing his best football of his career from an isolation standpoint in the first 4 weeks of the season, and he's coming off, from a statistical perspective, the best game of his career, or no, the best game of the season, 11 targets, seven catches, 113 against the Colts. And, you know, week one, he had a big game. He should have had a really big game against Pat Surtain, but just got unlucky, had some plays called back. So you're right, like, there, it's not as if this hasn't been on the box score, in the box score as well. There's been, he hasn't scored a touchdown yet, but otherwise he's been getting the ball a decent amount in kind of conjunction with, or in the context of the Steelers offense. So that's what makes this even more disappointing. Cause yeah, I mean, Mike Tomlin says there's no bigger storyline here. Was what he said in response to these questions. I don't think so. I just was reading Brooke Pryor from ESPN, who covers the Steelers, was saying that, you know, she was in the locker room and George Pickens is like not making himself available to media. He's kind of hiding away from this stuff, you know, which is against the rules. Like, players have to make themselves available to media, the whole deal, whatever. It's just disappointing because you also go back and you watch the film, and I've seen people tweet this out from last night too. The dude is 100% back to the low effort bullshit, you know? And I just think that's so disappointing because this guy has all the talent. He has all the ability. I think he's been playing great football to start this year, but it just feels like a guy who can't get out of his own way. And maybe I was just talking with John Ledyard about this. Like, I think he's almost a guy that like believes maybe the high end of his hype a little too much. Right. Because yeah, your team's winning football games. I mean, you lost your last two when you're not even really involved in the offense here this past week. But there's definitely clips where he's loafing it on routes when he's not the targeted play. The blocking is an issue. Just like, I mean, he always got a big reputation coming out of Georgia as a big-time blocker, right? But that's usually on, like, the backside of plays, and it's like these highlight moments. It doesn't actually spring. I mean, I've talked about this before. It doesn't actually spring guys open. He's not actually a good blocker. He just, like, makes highlights. And then you see Pat Freiermuth after the game, after the Cowboys lost, say, quote, "I trust the coaching staff and what they're doing. Everyone can bitch and complain." This is his words, not mine. "Everyone can bitch and complain about a lack of targets, but it's the stuff you do without the ball. That's what leaders do. That's what good teammates do. I block my ass off regardless."
Wow.
You can't tell me that's this is not all connected.
Wow. Oh, man. And you talk about it before, and this is so true. Coaches can lie to the media. The players, man, like, they know what's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? And so for Pat Freiermuth, who, by the way, Good soldier. I don't remember Pat Freiermuth ever saying anything to the media to this level ever, you know? So for him to say something about that, and this, so it's so clearly about George Pickens, for God's sakes, you know, that tells you a lot. That tells you a lot about what's going on there in Pittsburgh. Man, I would be curious to see what's going on in that locker room, what's happening on the practice field. Something's clearly happening here because, again, for Mike Tomlin to kind of sort of stir that drink up, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, just stir that pot a little bit. Like, while this team is 3-1, a very, very unexpected 3-1. Mm-hmm. To start the season going into week number 5, for him to be to mix that up at that point, man, there just has to be something going on, man. This is crazy. It's a wild story. And by the way, Dallas had to pull this one out. Truly, the Steelers, I mean, almost had this game locked up anyway. So overall, I'm very confused as to what's going on in Pittsburgh, man. But certainly a very interesting situation there in Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah, 100%. And man, I mean, look, we had this discussion about this guy last year when there were all these low effort moments when he was getting called out by the coaching staff and stuff like that. And of course, I came on the show. I remember this was like during like late last season, and said, I think it was before he blew up on that Christmas Eve game against the Bengals, where mm-hmm. I was like, dude, George Pickens, you are not good enough to be doing this stuff. You are not good enough to be doing the low effort nonsense. Like, what are we talking about here? I mean, you will not find another, you know, superstar, certainly elite tier receiver doing this stuff. It just does not happen. And I mean, he is not accomplished enough to be pulling this. And there's a reason that I think the team is soured on it at this point. Look, I mean, I two things.
Okay.
I did have somebody tell me in the offseason, somebody very reliable that I trust, that they're not super thrilled with Pickens and the way he handles himself in that building. Just leave it at that. There's a reason that team went hard in the paint to try to trade for Brandon Ayuk. There's a reason I think that this team really wants to be on the fringes of the Davante Adams conversation. We'll see if they get that done. Honestly, like, look, I like what the player is showing on film. I want to see the best for George Pickens because he's a super fun player when he's operating his best. But he just, again, he can't seem to get out of his own way, and it does seem to have to do with passing volume. If I was Pittsburgh, I would probably just trade him before the deadline. I know that sounds like hot takey and kind of crazy, but Diana Russini from The Athletic floated his name as an option, like a sneaky guy to keep your eye on at the trade mm-hmm. deadline. You know, at this point, like, this is the second year in a row you're getting into this stuff with this player. Maybe a fresh start is just better for all involved here, because you're not going to suddenly make George Pickens, you're not going to throw him the ball 10 plus times a game, because you're not that kind of offense. You don't have that kind of quarterback. You really think like the Russell Wilson, Justin Fields kind of grouping is going to fix this? I don't think so at some point. So I know they want to win games, and I know Mike Tomlin, justifiably, given kind of his record, views himself as a kind of master motivator, and he takes mm-hmm. pride in the coaching part of it. But I don't know. I would consider just, hey, let's just get what we can for this guy and try to, I don't know. You're not going to have a functional offense, but you're probably not going to have one anyways if you don't have George Pickens out there giving maximum effort. So I don't know. That's maybe an overreaction, but just kind of what I'm thinking.
You know what's crazy about this too, though, Matt, is the fact that we're talking about targets and usage on the football field. He still led the Steelers in targets.
Yeah.
He still led the Steelers in targets. He ran 20 routes. He was fourth on the team there in week number 5, right? He was behind guys like Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin, who ran 25 routes. George Pickens ran 20 routes. I mean, he only played 59% of the snaps. You know what that tells you, though? You know what that tells you is that they're taking him off on run plays, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of these run plays that they're running, where he is, again, giving you no effort in the run blocking area, maybe that's what Tomlin is talking about, less is more. Because we take him off the football field and we run the football, we're getting at least better effort from the guys out there, which, honestly, now that I actually say that and like kind of sort of talk that out, I guess maybe Mike Tomlin's not lying. Maybe Mike Tomlin's not giving you the coach speak. Maybe he's actually honestly saying, like, nah, actually, if we take him off on run plays and we actually run the ball, we actually run the ball better.
Yeah.
There's something to that. Again, the guy ran 20 routes and got 7 targets, leading the team. Calvin Austin, Van Jefferson, 25 routes run. Pat Freiermuth, 24 routes run. So he was, again, fourth on the team in routes run, but still led the team in total targets with seven. As a matter of fact, Matt, it's not as if there's other guys getting high target volume. Van Jefferson was number two at five. He had five targets total. So I'm so confused, man. Like, how could George Pickens, and again, we're postulating here, we're speculating, man. But if George Pickens is truly upset about total target volume, that seems fragile at best.
Yeah, I agree with you, and kind of that's what I'm saying here is they're either going to have to go out of their way to feed him to make him happy, which then are you kind of contradicting, you know, Mike Tomlin, the standard is the standard and the whole deal. Like, you're kind of, because, yeah, you're right. Like, Pat Freiermuth is saying this, and you could see it on film. It's only fair to speculate, like, this is what's going on here, and especially because if this was the first time George Pickens wasn't giving full effort or was kind of going through the motions, that'd be one thing. It's not. It's just objectively true that it's not. So you're either going to have to go out of your way to force feed him, make him happy. And like, man. By the way, that probably, you probably should have just done that in the first few weeks of the season. Like, you know, not get like playing him on every snap and making him feel more involved and like feeding into this stuff to begin with, because he's a really good player that was playing great football to start the year. You probably just should have been doing that anyways. Is it too late now to put the toothpaste back in the tube there? And that's kind of what I'm saying, is that like, if you feel like this is already a situation that's starting to spiral, I just wonder if a fresh start is best for both parties here. But my God, then you're looking at, if you don't trade for Davante Adams, you're looking at a team that wants to go to the playoffs with Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin, a day two rookie in Roman Wilson, who dealt with injuries and now can't get a helmet on game day. Tough situation there in the Steelers offense. I also would think too that, like, I know, you know, and obviously anybody who plays fantasy, it's like Arthur Smith is just the biggest boogeyman in the world. I almost kind of wonder if Mike Tomlin's like, you know, maybe I can sneak this past people because, like, Arthur Smith does weird shit with his players anyways. Like, maybe people will just blame Arthur for this, and I'm sure that's not true, but it's a little conspiracy theory.
Oh, man, I like it. I like it a lot. By the way, in terms of his contract, a second-round draft pick was George Pickens. He, you know, is not making a ton of money here in 2024. 2025 is the end of that contract, so I am sure, much like a lot of these young wide receivers, that he's looking for some kind of extension. I'm sure that helped motivate him coming out, playing hard, trying to get that cash, trying to get that bag early on. But this is setting him back big time. You know, truly, if he's keeping his eye on the prize, if he's keeping his eye on, yo, let's get paid this offseason, he would truly get paid this offseason if he gave maximum effort for 17 games, right? Or for however many games that he's available. You know what I'm saying? If he actually put out that effort, man, he's securing the bag for sure. Because you talk about a little bit of the hype coming in with Pickens too, you know, like, he's got some of that groundswell of like, yeah, we got to get this guy paid because he's talented. He can make some plays. You know, he really would truly have some online support, some, you know, word of mouth support. You know what I'm saying? Like, and don't tell me that stuff doesn't make a difference. It absolutely makes a difference. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I don't know, man. We talk about fumbling the bag here. I don't know if he's fumbling the bag, but it certainly seems like it, because, shoot, I tell you what, worst case scenario, look at Jahan Dotson. Look at Jahan Dotson. You know, he goes to another team where he's supposed to be the wide receiver three. Dude can't even get on he cannot buy a target in Philadelphia. Bro. I mean, that's the worst case scenario. So now what's going to happen with Jahan? Jahan's going to go. I mean, if he's out there just putting in maximum effort, man, like, the guy's going to get paid. Shoot, I don't know if he gets out of his next. I don't know if he gets out of his rookie contract with Dotson. Pickens, worst case scenario, he can go to a team where he's, again, second, third best option. Shoot, the dude might not get out of his rookie deal, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, again, if we're just talking about dollars and cents, this don't make no sense for George Pickens.
Totally. That's for reals. Hey, just one last thing, though. One last thing. Let me just put the low-hanging fruit out there. If the Kansas City Chiefs can trade a third-round pick for Kadarius Toney.
Oh, boy.
A couple years ago, they got two threes in this next draft because of the L'Jarius Sneed trade.
Okay.
Just trade your second for George Pickens. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you going to do? Take the next Sky Moore in the second round next year? Who cares? You probably should have taken George Pickens when he was available in the draft ahead of a guy like Sky Moore. Sure. Just all I want in the world is the Chiefs to have a real deal boundary receiver Andy Reid generally gets these dudes on the track. You know, it's a program where you got to kind of buy in. I feel like George Pickens will buy in and he'll get the football in Kansas City. So, yeah, low hanging fruit, but I just want to
hate
it.
No, I don't hate it at all.
It's not going to happen.
That at all.
Just want it on the record.
And again, if the Steelers too are just like, you know what, we're going to trade George Pickens, let's just rebuild, forget it. You know, let's just, this season's done. We'll try to win games as best as we can, but most likely we're done. Let's just go ahead and load up some draft picks. I'm down for that. You know,
yeah.
I think everybody would be down.
They're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere with. They can't even run the ball. Their whole thing was supposed to be they're going to run the ball. Well, their offensive line is obliterated with injuries. Yeah. Their running back room is obliterated with injuries. It's like, ah, damn, we lost Cordarrelle Patterson in week four. You can't be like, oh, damn, we lost Cordarrelle Patterson in week four, and now our run game is sunk. So, pretty tough break there for Pittsburgh.